The first jurors were selected for Donald Trump's trial. The Supreme Court heard arguments about a Capitol riot charge. And herders in Kenya are replacing their cows with camels. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Wednesday, April 17th. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. 7 jurors were picked for Trump's criminal trial in New York. After a slow start on Monday, the jury selection process made quick progress yesterday. And Trump got an earful. He spent hours listening to potential jurors' opinions of him. Some were blunt, some were guarded, and some were kind of funny. Jury selection will continue tomorrow. 5 more jurors and 6 alternates still need to be selected. But if things stay speedy, the trial's opening statements could begin as soon as Monday. If you've lost track, this trial is for Trump's hush money case. He's accused of falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair. He's also facing 3 other criminal cases. If you want to dig deeper, check out the Post's new video podcast. It's called The Trump Trials Sidebar. New episodes come out on Thursdays. You can find them on the Post's YouTube channel, Apple, and Spotify. Number 2. The Supreme Court appeared divided over allowing a key January 6th charge. Yesterday, justices heard arguments about whether prosecutors improperly used a federal law to charge hundreds of Capitol rioters, including Donald Trump. The court's conservatives seemed to think so. Here's Justice Clarence Thomas, who wondered whether the statute in question had been used this way before.
General, there have been many violent protests that have interfered with proceedings. Has the government applied this provision to other protests in the past? And has this been the government's position throughout the lifespan of the statute?
The lawyer defending the government's charges said they had, but that it was tricky to make a comparison.
Now, I can't give you an example of enforcing it in a situation where people have violently stormed a building in order to prevent an official proceeding, but that's just because I'm not aware of that circumstance ever happening prior to January 6th.
The court is expected to issue its ruling in this case by July. If they decide in favor of the rioters, it could undo many of their convictions and sentences. It could also delay Trump's election interference trial in D.C. Number 3. House Speaker Mike Johnson's job is in serious danger. Republicans Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene are threatening to oust him. They're doing it because of his plan to send more funding to help Ukraine and Israel fight their wars. If the far-right lawmakers move ahead with their plan, Republicans could remove their second speaker in just 6 months. That would cause the House to once again descend into chaos. And it's during an election year, when the slim Republican majority is under threat. Number 4. Pro-Palestinian protests are challenging U.S. support for Israel's war in Gaza. That was the sound of Google employees yesterday outside their New York offices. 9 Google employees were arrested for a sit-in protesting their company's work with Israel. It was one of many pro-Palestinian protests in recent days. On Monday, major protests closed roads and bridges across the country, including the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. And this week, USC canceled a pro-Palestinian valedictorian's graduation speech. The school cited safety concerns. This growing movement could foreshadow a summer of upheaval. Both political parties' national conventions could attract a large number of demonstrators. And the protests could draw attention to President Biden's support for Israel as some voters press for an immediate end to the war. Herders in Kenya are switching from cows to camels. That's number 5. In several East African countries, drought has killed millions of cows, which are a source of wealth and food. The deaths have shattered livelihoods and contributed to malnutrition. So in Kenya and elsewhere, herders are replacing their cows with camels. Camels are more tolerant of heat and drought, and in times of hardship, they produce more milk than cows. The global camel population has doubled over the last 20 years. One UN agency says this is partly thanks to the animal's resilience to climate change. And as one old adage goes, the cow is the first animal to die in a drought, the camel is the last. Number 6. Cancer could soon be more widely detected by blood tests. These tests measure cancer signals in your blood, like pieces of tumor DNA. They could be useful in finding what are known as silent cancers, which can go undetected until it's too late to start effective treatment. Some patients are already using the tests, and some are convinced they saved their lives. But the tests still need final FDA approval. Some experts doubt that the blood tests will be able to pick up all types of cancer, but others believe the tests could start a remarkable new chapter in our ability to detect cancer. And at number 7, trash that NASA flung into space 3 years ago crashed into someone's house. Last month, Alejandro Otero was traveling overseas when he received a panicked call from his son back home in Florida. An object tumbling from the sky had torn through the roof of his house. He rushed home and found a dense cylindrical piece of charred metal, a little smaller than a soup can, lodged into a wall. On Monday, NASA confirmed the culprit. It was part of a 5,800-pound collection of old batteries that had been released from the International Space Station in March 2021. This is very unusual. Trash released into space typically burns up in the atmosphere before it reaches Earth. NASA is investigating how this small hunk of garbage survived. As for Otero, it's unclear whether NASA will help pay for repairs to his house, or if his insurance policy covers damage from space trash. You're all caught up. But before you go, a reminder that we also have a newsletter. That's where you can see a photo of that troublesome space trash. And you'll have a link to see those hardy camels. You can have the 7 Morning Briefing delivered to your inbox early every weekday morning. All you have to do is sign up. Just hit the link in our show notes. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.